Well, I was lying in bed one morning, trying to think of a really good reason to get up, and the phone rang, and it was Jerry, and she said,
"Hey, hi, how are you? What's going on? How's your work?"
"Oh, fine, you know, just waking up, but it's fine. How's yours?"
"Oh, a lot of work, you know. I mean, I'm trying to make some money, too. Listen, I gotta get back to it. I just thought I'd call to see how you are." And I said,
"Yeah, we really should get together next week, you know, and have lunch and talk."
And she said, "Yeah, I'll be in touch."
"Okay.
Okay.
Listen, take care.
Take it easy.
I'll see you.
I'll call you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now."
And I get up, and the phone rings, and it's a man from Cleveland, and he says,
"Hey, hi, how are you? Listen, I'm doing a performance series, and I'd like you to do something in it. You know, you could make a little money. I don't know how I feel about your work. It's not really my style. It's kind of trite. But listen, it's just my opinion, and don't take it personally. So listen, I'll be in town next week. I gotta go now, but I'll give you a call, and we'll have lunch. We can discuss a few things." And I hang up, and it rings again, and I don't answer it.
And I go out for a walk, and I drop in at the gallery, and they say,
"Hey, hi, how are you?"
"Oh, fine, you know, I'm fine."
"How's your work going?"
"Okay, I mean, it's just not like it was in the 70s, you know. I mean, those were the days. There's just no money around now, you know. Survive, produce, stick it out. It's a jungle out there." And she said,
"Oh, excuse me, will you?"
And the phone rings, and she says,
"Hey, hi, how are you?" "Uh-huh, uh-huh. How's your work?" "Good. Well, stick it out. I mean, it's not the 70s, you know. Listen, I gotta go now, but lunch would be great." "Fine. Next week?" "Okay, yeah, very busy now, but next week would be fine. Okay?
Bye-bye."
"Bye now."
And I go over to Magoo's for a bite, and I see Frank, and I go over to his table, and I say,
"Hey, hi, Frank. How are you? How's your work?" "Yeah, mine's okay too. Listen, I'm broke, you know, but working. And listen, I gotta go now, but we really should get together and have lunch and talk. Why don't you drop by sometime? That'd be great. Listen, I'll see you."
"I'll call you."
"Take care."
"Take it easy."
"Bye-bye."
"Bye now." And I go to a party, and everyone's sitting around wearing these party hats, and it's really awkward, and no one can think of anything to say, so we all move around really fast, and it's,
"Hi, how are you? Where have you been? Nice to see you. Listen, I'm sorry I missed your thing last week, but we really should get together, you know, and have lunch and talk, and I'll see you. I'll call you next week, okay?"
"Okay.
See ya."
"Talk to you."
"Bye-bye."
"Bye now." And I go home, and the phone rings, and it's Alan, and he says,
"Hey, hi, listen, I'm gonna have a show on cable TV, and it's gonna be about loneliness, you know, people in the city who, for whatever psychological, sociological, philosophical reasons, just can't seem to communicate, you know, the gap. It'll be a talk show and people will phone in, but we will say at the beginning of each program, listen, don't call in with your personal problems, because we don't wanna hear them."
And I'm going to sleep, and it rings again, and it's Mary, and she says,
"Hey, Laurie, hi, how are you? Listen, I just called to say hi, and yeah, listen, don't worry, just keep working. I gotta go now. I know it's late, but we really should get together next week, maybe have lunch, talk, and listen, Laurie, if you want to talk before then, I'll leave my answering machine on and just give me a call anytime."